We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Mila, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Yud Beis. V'zeh v'hoyo ekev tishmun eis hamishpotim hoela. Rav Nosson Zalnau is going to expound a little bit on Chumash Dvorim, especially this, the beginning of Parshas Ekev, and he's going to tie it into what we've been learning now. Rav Nosson Zal says, ki kol sefer Mishneh Torah, The entire Chumash Dvorim, which is called Mishneh Torah, it's a review of the first four Chumashim, is Moshe Rabbeinu reprimanding the Jews and warning us to fulfill the Torah and to make sure to bind the Torah very tightly to our hearts, so that we won't forget it and we won't lose it. Rav Nosson Zal says, "Haynu b'china hanal." This parallels what we've been learning about. When a person goes into the state of bitul, and they go up to a very high place, just like when the Jews were standing at Matan Torah, they were on a very high spiritual level, and even when the person comes back from the bitul, they bring Torah back with them, and they have to make sure to bind the Torah very tightly to themselves. Sheyikashru or zrichu horishimu anal, to attach and bind that light, that shine from the reshimu, from what remains from that experience. Shemisham kol haTorah, that's where the entire receiving of the Torah comes from. Ulekashru heitev balibum, to bind it very, very well to their hearts, alidei esek haTorah v'amitzvos, by studying the Torah and fulfilling the mitzvos. V'alkein choizer v'shoine eskol ha'esnoitzitzus elukus ashero b'shas matan Torah. And this is why Moshe Rabbeinu reviews and repeats the entire spiritual experience that the Jews saw at the time of matan Torah, ubishas kriyas yamsuf, and what they experienced by the splitting of the Red Sea, kimavoyer besdorim hakoidmin, as is explained in the parshiyos before Ekev, Dvorim and Voeschanan, kama shekosu bovoeschanan, as we see in parshas Voeschanan, Moshe Rabbeinu says, ato horei solodas ki Hashem hu elokim, you the Jews witnessed, you saw the greatness of Hashem. And he also goes ahead and reviews and repeats the whole major performance that took place, the awesome performance that took place at the time that Hashem gave the Torah on Har Sinai, Shedibor Emohim Ponim Aponim, that Hashem spoke to the Jews face to face. And then Moshe Rabbeinu goes on over there in Chumash Dvorim to repeat the Shema Yisrael, Shehu mitzvas Kriya Shema b'chol yoyim, Shemuchuyev kol echot miYisrael loymar Kriya Shema b'chol yoyim b'mesiros nefesh. That's from where we learn out this mitzvah that every Jew is required every single day to recite the Kriya Shema with mesiros nefesh, that the person showing that they're prepared, willing to give our lives for Hashem, kedei lichloel be'echod, in order to plug into the oneness of Hashem. V'alkein sois mimeinei b'shas kriya shma, and this is also why we close our eyes when we say the kriya shma, kedei lichloel b'hatachlis, in order to plug into that high, high place, shehu kulo echot, where it's all oneness, she'efsher li kolel shom kimayidei stima sayinayim heitev, v'kanal, whereby we learned earlier that it's impossible for a person to plug into that very high place unless they're able to close their eyes very well to the physical world, to the gashmiistical world. V'yachakachomar v'yohafto, and then he goes on to say v'yohafto over there in chumash ukshartam lo yisal yodecho, v'chol haparshiyos she'achrov, and all the other discussions that come afterwards, Shebekulam moichichom lekayim es haTorah. In all of those places throughout Chumash Dvorim, Moshe Rabbeinu is reprimanding the Jews and emphasizing to us to be serious about fulfilling the Torah. Lekasher his noitzetsu selakusis barapalibam, to make sure to attach and bind that spiritual high that we experienced when we stood before Har Sinai, to attach it to our hearts. Veloze mekusher vahoyo ekev tishmun. Rav Nosanal says, and to all of that that's discussed in Parshas Dvorim and Voeschanan, that leads us into the third Parsha, which is Ekev, where it says, Ekev Tishmu'un. The term Ekev means the bottom or the end. Ekev means the heel of a person's foot. So Rav Nosan Zal says, Ekev Bechinas Raglin. The word Ekev refers to the feet. Hainu, Kishetekashru es ha-Toyra bilevavchem kol kach. The Torah is telling us there that when a Jew will bind the Torah to his heart so well, to the point where you'll be able to hear the Torah and feel the Torah in your feet. The feet represent the money of a person, which is referred to as the feet. As we have a famous pasuk in the Chumash, where it says, "Ves kol hayekum asher baraglehem," and that which stood them up on their feet. V'dorsh Rabbi Seinuzal, and the Gemara says, "Ze memoinoi shel adam shemamidoi al raglo." This refers to a person's money, which is what stands him up on his feet. That's his security. That's what gives him his upstandingness, in a sense. When a person doesn't have money, he feels down, fallen. So if you'll do that, v'hoyo ekev tishmunes hamishpotem oele, if you'll take this Torah and you'll hear it all the way down to your feet, you'll bind it so well to your heart that even your feet, even your money, will be connected to the Torah. Oz then, v'shomar Hashem alekech lecho es habris ves hachesed. Hashem will guard your covenant and your kindness. Ki oz yelecho kelim lekabel es hachesed v'chanal. Because as we learned earlier, by a person following this procedure of bitul, and then when a person comes back from the bitul, they make sure to bind the Torah tightly to their hearts, and as we explained earlier, to even see to it, to bind it to their money, to their possessions, thereby koshering those possessions, making them, turning them to holiness, then you have kelim in which to be able to receive Hashem's kindness. Ki ikar tikun hakelim nasen kishemisaknenes hamomoyim. Because the main establishment of the vessels that a person needs in which to receive Hashem's light is only created when a person fixes up their money, their wealth, their possessions. Sheshom klal kol chemdas chesod chai halma, the canal. In money is found all the diverse desires for all the materialism of the physical world. The alkane, koro es ha-Torah mishpotim. And this is why the pasuk over there refers to the Torah as mishpotim. Kemoy shekosuv, v'hoyo ekev tishmun es ha-mishpotim o'ele. If you will listen to and adhere to these mishpotim, referring to the Torah, ki mishpot loshen yisurim. Because the word mishpot also has another definition, another meaning. Mishpot also means suffering. Kama Shapirush Rashi, B'Yeshaya, as Rashi Kodesh points out in the Navi Yeshaya, Shemishpot Meshamesh Sholosh Lashonos, that the word Mishpot in the Torah has three different meanings, three different translations, and one of them is suffering. Ki Iker Kabola Satoira Hual Yedei Yisurin, because as we mentioned earlier, the main way that a person is zeicha to really receive true high levels of Torah and the purity of Torah is through suffering. When a person suffers, that causes them to close their eyes to all the materialism of the physical world, and thereby they're able to lift off and soar and go up to that place of oneness and be able to connect over there. And by connecting to that very high place, from there, the person receives Torah. V'alkein nikreis ha-Torah mishpat. And this is one of the reasons why the Torah, one of the names of the Torah, is mishpat. Because mishpat means Torah, and mishpat also means suffering. And a person can only achieve a true connection to Torah, that high, a person can only rocket up to that high place from which you want to bring down pure Torah, only through suffering. Suffering that makes you clench your eyes tightly and close your eyes from the physical materialistic world and allows you to soar, to go up to that high level, high place, where one draws Torah from.